the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. We're going to put another great spotlight on the Southwest for this next 30 minutes. I'm Gina Murphy, darling, and as always, I thank you for listening and for being a part of Mrs. Green's world. And as always, I like to thank the sponsor of our show, and in this case, another great partner of Mrs. Green's world, Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona. They have an amazing and important mission because you know me, and this is what I believe. If you're doing the work that's changing people's lives, you have the right mission. And their mission is to provide services, training, and jobs to people with barriers to employment. And they do it. They do it, people. We have the facts. Goodwill has always worked to provide a hand up to people looking to provide a better life for themselves and their families. And at Goodwill, they believe that jobs are transformational. And who doesn't know that? And they are, but you have to help provide the work and the skills to get people to get the jobs. When people work, they strengthen the community and families through the power of work. So in other words, Goodwill Industries is not just about operating cool, hip resale stores. And I have giggling beside me, joining me in studio to talk about Goodwill and its important mission. And about intentional living by intentional giving this holiday season is a very dear friend of mine and return guest to Mrs. Green's World, Judith Simmons. She is the marketing specialist of Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona and who is truly dedicated to making that difference. And I can tell you just by her wardrobe that she walks the walk and we love to see what she's going to show up in next. She got here and I said, is that from Goodwill? Because she always looks perfectly put together and 90% of the time the answer is yes. Judy, it's great to have you in studio again.
Thanks for having me. Good to see you again.
I know. You know, and I said to you when you got here, I'm obsessed about this holiday season. And you know it. And our team is obsessed. We have an intentional giving campaign through Mrs. Green's World. But I'm on a rant about it. And I think it's a good rant to have. When I read that we are supposed to spend upward of $1 trillion in the United States alone.
Isn't that amazing?
It's awful.
A trillion. I don't even know what that looks like.
How many zeros is that? That's many. I think it's like 12. But this show is all about how to put a dent in that by thrifting and regifting, which is no longer a social faux pas. When I was growing up, my mother just said, don't tell people we got that at the thrift shop. And there was a reason for that. Now you go around and say, oh yeah, I paid $8 for that. And someone says, oh yeah, well, I only paid $5 for this because it's become in, right?
It's like a competition. Like I just paid $3 for this shirt, you know,
that
would have retailed for like $12 or $20 or something like that.
So. And it has price tags on it a lot of times. So it's like you can even get new stuff there. And with the holiday season approaching, this is the perfect timing for this show that we agreed upon. Mm-hmm. And there's a part of it that I want to make sure we weave into the show and not forget about. It is intentional giving by living intentionally, but it also takes the stress out of your lives. If you're doing this now and not having to go to the mall and not having to find a parking space and not having to be in that frenzy of activity, you're really supporting a mission and a purpose and having fun and getting great fines and not having to spend as much money. So what's the downside?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Exactly. That's how I feel. So for you, what does intentional living mean?
So when it comes to the idea of living sustainably, I think it's about being mindful of, you know, what you're eating, how you're shopping, how you're driving, where you're sourcing your materials for crafts and clothing, et cetera. What impact does that purchase or that action have on your body, the environment, and then just the community at large? And I think people are surprised when they really learn about what Goodwill does for the community when it comes to sustainable living, because not only are we a means for people to get affordable items that they can reuse and recycle or upcycle, but through those purchases, they're helping the environment by keeping that item from going into a landfill, first of all, and helping people in our community find the jobs and get credentials that they need, like GED or some industry-specific credential that could get them to the next level in their career. Last year, our shoppers and donors, and for those who are shoppers and donors who are listening out there, thank you so much for your support. You've done so much. Last year, you've helped us serve over 10,000 adults and 1,000 youth we're talking about individuals, right? And imagine how many families that impacts. When you're just shopping, or you're dropping off a bag of clothes or a bag of housewares or something like that. So that's what sustainable living is just being aware of what you're doing, what you're shopping for, who you're shopping for, and what impact that has.
And I feel like pushing a rewind, and I don't think I've ever said that on the show, to say it again, because every kernel of what you said, so when you, and I thought where you were going with this, I will finish, when you go to the store at mm-hmm. the mall, you're just spending money, and you don't know who made it. You know me and my fair trade stuff, like mm-hmm. who made it? Was this shirt for $5 made by slaves? You don't know the chemicals that are on it. You don't know the shipping, the cost of shipping in terms of carbon footprint, and mm-hmm. the beat goes on. It's not intentional living. And I'm not beating up on malls. Every once in a while, I too have to go to a mall. But my life has changed dramatically. When you go to Goodwill, I call it guilt-free shopping. Yeah. So let's change that. You're spending money that supports program for at-risk families and yes. at-risk individuals. So
right.
your money is intentionally spent. Let's really underline that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and the revenue that the stores get, that is invested in our Southern Arizona community. Ours. Our
right,
community.
Right. Makes our community better and yes. stronger, and helps people succeed. And mm-hmm. the ripple effect you alluded to, it is the gift that keeps on giving. Because when you yeah. get one family out of poverty, everything changes in the scope of the community.
Yeah.
You've
yeah.
told great stories. And for those of you that don't know, I pull Judy in to present any group that I can get in front of, because I think this message is an important one. It's not that I just like you and you wear cute clothes. I just want you to know that. It's really important, the mission. And I want to be the moniker of saying, listen to this and look at the good finds we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what about intentional giving? What's your thoughts on that? I mean, I've got my thoughts. What are yours?
So, again, intentional giving, again, it's again, being mindful. You mentioned, last year we were expected to spend about $1 trillion during the holidays, right? $1 trillion. So how many of those dollars do you think actually went to a local business, a local family that owned that business, or a community-supported organization like Goodwill, and to support the work that they do? Who knows? How many of those items do you think were purchased last minute and by a click of a button? So how intentional was that gift? How much thought was actually put in that gift for that person? Being intentional about your giving is, again, realizing that impact of that purchase or the gift in the community, and also to the person you're giving it to. I appreciate every gift that I get. But sometimes I'm like, did you really think about me?
we could have a whole show about that, starting with my poor husband, who is arguably a challenge to buy for. But sometimes people will give him a gift and I'm thinking, what? And you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but you're right. It's yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really think about the recipient.
Right.
is all you're saying, with love and kindness.
Yes.
Yes. I have my idea of what re-gifting is. And mm-hmm. to me, I think of it more about, if I have something in my house that I know my kids like, or a friend has complimented me on, and I'm done with it. Like, it's okay, I've had that for 10 years or 5 years, or do I really need this candle holder? So I think of re-gifting like that.
Mm-hmm.
For re-gifting, do you think that fits the Goodwill mantra, that if you buy something at Goodwill, it is like re-gifting? Can that fit?
Yes, absolutely. So re-gifting from Goodwill is is like recycling too. I think you had said that you don't really want to hurt anybody's feelings, and I think that's part of the reason why was that regifting was considered a social faux pas in the past, is because we don't want to hurt, you know, the person's feelings by giving away something they might have spent some time shopping or picking out for us, right? But and we should always be grateful for any gift that we receive. It means this person feels that we're special enough to receive that gift.
Right.
When you shop at Goodwill, however, we take away that stress of you having to remember who gifted that item to you in the first place.
Right.
I think that's the biggest stressor. We have wonderful items that are donated to us every day. So some with their tags on it, collectibles, you name it. So thrifting is essentially re-gifting without that additional stress of remembering who it's from. And it's okay. It's 2017, people. It's okay to re-gift.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
It
and
is.
I think, like giving away something that you've had in your house and someone's absolutely loved throughout all those years, wonderful. It's something very meaningful. And, it takes a little bit of time and creativity, but like consider how special that gift would be for the person, knowing that you took your time looking for an item, or when you're walking down the aisles and then you notice something that actually reminds you of that person. Like, that's special to me. And there's always a little bit of nostalgia when you're walking down
right.
the aisles and you come across something that conjures up a memory, or you see something that a friend has been looking for a long time, like a book, like that one person.
And my friend said, Nancy, who was looking for a book, and I thought she was nuts.
Yeah.
Because you can't, it's not like where you order your book, but she found the book.
But she found
the
book.
She was tenacious, and she just kept looking every week.
And
it was like a $30 book.
Yeah.
And she got it for like three.
And it's also a lesson in patience, too.
Yeah, which is not a bad thing
right,
these days.
Right, right. Because
instant gratification.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't need that right away.
Right.
Because I've got a stack of books where I'm like, I really want that, and I buy it, and I'm still waiting to read it. And so nowadays, I'm like, you know what? I have read all the books that I wanted to read, and so I'm going to go look for another one. And so, again, it's intentional. You know, maybe it's a little bit of an inconvenience, but it's better, I think.
And I have a great segue, and I'm going back to a show we did similar to this last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to do a video, Mrs. Green Goes to Goodwill, which you and I have a blast, and
yeah.
we get really goofy. But I remember I walked in, and it was the day you mm-hmm. were putting out the Christmas sweaters, the
yeah.
holiday Christmas sweaters. And I saw one, I took a picture, send it to my daughter. She did not get back to me in time. She still wants that sweater. And it's really gone. But there's a perfect example. To me, the embodiment of the Christmas sweater is you don't want to spend a lot of money on them.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I was going to get for her was beautiful, but there is the ugly Christmas sweater party, which still happens.
Right.
Okay, so you don't want to spend a lot of money and buy something new. And then you can return it to Goodwill.
Yeah,
you can buy it
back
for pennies on the dollar and donate it back so it can be someone else's ugly Christmas sweater. Or you can keep it because you found some of them were beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of them were really beautiful last year. So we have to check that out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure we're going to find a lot. We actually hold on to the sweaters that come through
throughout the year. So you're gonna have, that's so
yeah,
smart.
It's
so smart.
It's what people are looking for at this time. So, and it's amazing what you can find. Some of them are really pretty, and some of them are
atrocious.
Not.
Like they're scary ugly.
Right.
And you think somebody really wore that? I hope it was for an ugly Christmas sweater. I have been warned by my children. They just say they have this expression. They look at it and they go, "Mom, no." And it's just like that, "Mom, no." And then I know it's going in the box for Goodwill.
Yeah.
And to your point about treasures,
mm-hmm.
I told you off air that we're purging lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just our age. You're way younger than I am. And you said you are. People are decluttering and want less.
Mm-hmm.
And we got rid of some really great stuff.
That's awesome.
That was hard for me to get rid of, but it's like, I haven't used it since I moved in here 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful, but hopefully it'll find a new home in someone else's house. So
oh,
people
I'm sure
have to think about that. They're going to find some really neat things. We took it to the one at Dodge and Fort Lowell. So if anybody's looking for some really cool home decor, it's there.
Awesome.
What about, like, I don't know if this is an etiquette question, but I want to ask, I think you can't always thrift for gifts. So do you have anything around can and should people thrift for gifts, for gift giving? Is it a slippery slope, or do you think you can be safe on that one too?
No, I think you can absolutely be safe. So according to the national, I'm just going to throw out a statistic here. So
I love statistics.
According to the National Retail Federation, they had a survey about a holiday shopping, and the consumers say that they will spend an average of a little over $960 per person.
What?
This year on like gifts and food and decorations and flowers and all that stuff. And it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money for some.
And to add up to $1 trillion collectively, there's the number.
And you're a Goodwill shopper. You know the awesome stuff that can be found on our shelves and in our racks
and stuff too.
Yep. Yeah. And on our online auction site now, and clothes with tags still on them, designer bags, kitschy little figurines, you know, beautiful glassware, collectibles, books, and baskets. So, I mean, if you consider how much you can buy those items for at Goodwill, $900 can go a long way. If you decide you're going to spend $900, you know, go ahead and spend it at Goodwill. Let me just say that.
That like pays an employee salary for a bit. Yeah.
Right. But consider, you know, spending those dollars in a community supported local organization or small business that gives back. I mean, we invest, like I said, we invest all that money back into Southern Arizona, and your investment is more than what you spend at the store. It's, you know, you're changing a person's life. Your impact is more than the person you're giving that gift to. So can and should people thrift for gifts? Yeah, absolutely. I know I am. So if anyone is getting a gift from me this year, you can expect
that's gonna be,
that part of it.
But we have to remember that you are also, you do crafts. And you
I do.
And you do them. I've seen some of the things you've done, and they're really beautiful. But there are a lot of crafters out there. Mm-hmm. Lots of people that do. It's called DIY.
Right.
I said DIY the other day, but it's really DIY, do it yourself. So we don't have a visual, mm-hmm. but at the two presentations, there was a beautiful box, and you with a clasp on it, a round mm-hmm. box, and you just put a beautiful fabric on it so that it became a collectible. And you could put the gift in it mm-hmm. and give it as a gift. So the box became a gift as well that could be regifted.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, when people buy wrapping paper and tissue paper and all that stuff to put gifts in, I think you can be a little bit more creative when it comes to how you're wrapping a gift. Someone had mentioned, you know, wrapping a gift in like a beautiful scarf or something, or like that box that we found.
Or fabric.
Because we didn't put tissue paper in that box. We cut up an old t-shirt where you can, it's just as much cushion, if not more, than tissue paper. And it could be reused for the next year. And that's what we're expecting to do with that.
And it's just, you get creative, and there's ribbons there of things for decorating. I mean, the beat goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't want to save money? That's my thing. People get in debt over the holidays. It's really sad. They get in incredible debt because they get in the buy shopping frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it goes back to me, your talk about intentional giving, because you don't get in a shopping frenzy. You do have to be mindful at Goodwill.
You
can't just say, well, I want 6 napkins, and go in and find the napkins and the color that you may want.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a little more time and effort.
It does. And also, you know, for the special people in your life, you want to spend a little bit more time thinking about them too. You know, and also for the people that you're thrifting for, you know, you have to consider who you're shopping for. Are they going to appreciate it?
Right. Or mm-hmm. get taken off the list. Okay. So we say we're going shopping, folks. Do you think it's good to have a plan?
Yes.
For shopping?
Well,
how can you make
a
plan? Tell us about your thoughts on making a plan for shopping at Goodwill.
So, I mean, I think everyone probably has a list of people that they want to buy for. I think, you know, when you're walking through our shelves, I mean, take your time, really. I know people, they don't have a whole lot of time, but if you're going to decide to buy a special gift for someone, take your time and really think about this person. I think it's special. you know, it's a special moment. I think when you're at our stores, don't forget to ask. Don't forget
right.
to ask
have
a store.
Seen so
have
like
you seen
this?
Something?
Yeah.
I have a friend who absolutely loves, you know, Carnival glass. Where am I going to find that? So our store associates know like where the glassware is, and they always know, you know, the special items that are in the glass cases up front, and those are where, you know, a lot of the collectibles and stuff end up. And I mean, really, just have fun with it. I know that's not really a plan,
but no, it's making the list part and seeing if you can do it. And I know, like for most of my family, I know the things that will or will not work from Goodwill. And I'm going to say this too: I gave some Goodwill gift certificates for presents last year because people use them. And like Nancy, she's my best friend. She's one of my best friends. I don't want any of my best friends to be thinking this, but I couldn't give her anything that would make her happier. She makes a habit when she worked full time. She would stop on the way home from work and she'd go there on Saturdays. It was therapeutic for her to look for that book and to find things. And we do tease her a lot because she does buy things that she doesn't necessarily need. And then we all end up with, you know, I went to the rainforest and I asked her if she had any jungle clothes, as I refer to them as, and she came over with a huge bag full of shirts.
Awesome.
I said, Nance, what do you have those for? She goes, well, you never know when you're going to need them. She hasn't been to the rainforest in a really long time, but I didn't have to buy one shirt.
That's awesome.
And she got them at the Goodwill at Bear Canyon.
Good.
So, yeah, she finds them and she finds things for the kids, and it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
What about, I can't ever have a show, I don't think, without talking just for a minute. I know this is not exactly what the show is about, but the Youth Restoration Project, because we've done shows on that, and to me, kids are where it's at for me. And you could buy a piece of furniture for a family member at Goodwill from the Youth Restoration Project for a Christmas present.
Yeah. You know, so our Youth Restoration Project, we started it a few years ago because we were, you know, we obviously get furniture that's donated to us that may be slightly damaged or a little bit older. And so we turned it into a youth program. The youth that work in that program, they're full-time employees. And while they're learning basic carpentry and bike repair and other skills like that, they get extra support, whether it's getting their GED or, getting some apprenticeship or something. But they take those pieces of furniture and they upcycle it or they refurbish it. They put a new coat of paint on it, and they get to be super creative. Like I had mentioned, you know, a couple of the youth had decided they wanted to create shelves out of old drawers from a chest where they couldn't repair it. It was a dresser
whose life had come and gone.
Yes, but instead of throwing it in the trash, they're like, you know what, I can use the other wood and I'll create, you know, a really creative and very unique shelving unit. And they did. It ended up in our boutique and it sold. And I think, you know, we call it Youth Restoration Project. It's not just the furniture that's being restored. It's like the hope and the dreams that our youth have about moving forward in their career and supporting their families. And
they take pride in those pieces. I've been down there a couple of times. And at the Sustainable Living Forum, you brought this old sewing machine stand that was wood, beautiful, and made it into a bar.
Yeah.
And I didn't buy it because I want to stay married. we don't need it. We don't need a bar. But it was like, that's a piece that I would say a young couple or someone with limited space. It was very compact. It folded up. It looked beautiful. So those are the kinds of things. It's not like the ugly restored furniture. It looked beautiful. And it's something that I would have loved to have had in my house.
Yeah, I mean, they make some really great stuff. And like you said, they're so proud of what they do. And it's priced affordably. So these items get that second or third life. And they're really very beautiful. I wish I had space for that little piece too. I totally need it another bar really, in my house.
Really well done. I mean, really well done, but it's good that you didn't buy it either because you don't need it. You're decluttering. What about, is there anything special that Goodwill is planning for this holiday season in terms of what people can expect? Any specials? Tis the season.
Yes. So first, you know, I know we're doing a video where we're going to go do some shopping. So that'll be fun.
Goes to Goodwill.
I can't wait. And then we're also going to be posting some DIY videos on our website, you know, how to create something out of something that you find.
Give people ideas.
Yeah, yes, give you an idea. We're also, so this Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, we're doing a buy one, get one for kids clothing. I think kids clothing, the kids grow out of their clothing so fast. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
So, so there's that coming up. And then we're doing a gift card promotion. So if any of your friends need more
really
gift cards,
really want to do gift cards.
Yeah. So we're doing gift card promotion starting December 1st, where it's, you know, buy a certain amount on a gift card, you get like an additional 10% gift card that you can, you know, keep for yourself or you can give away. And then finally, Season for Hope. So we're partnering with KVOA. We are the clothing beneficiary for Season for Hope. And when you come to our live donation drives, you're actually supporting three great causes. So it'd be Goodwill, food donations go to the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, and then Toys for Tots, which is great for families with kids who wouldn't be able to necessarily afford their Christmas gifts.
And kids should get toys on Christmas.
Yeah,
I'm
they
sorry.
Should.
That's what I say. The exception when you're an adult or a young adult and you can talk about it like our whole family can now. But for little kids,
yeah, let's make it special
magic.
For them.
Keep it magic. Yeah. I agree. Well, that's great. And what is the name of the campaign?
It's called Season for Hope.
Season for Hope, mm-hmm. KVOA. Good for them.
Yeah.
Really good for them. And I want to talk just for a second about our intentional giving campaign, because that's our whole mantra, was giving more by giving less this holiday season. And let's face it, people are going to buy things that have to be shipped, because mm-hmm. not everybody lives in my neighborhood that I have to buy presents for. And if you want to find more about it, go to mrsgreensworld.com, and it's actually under the events section. We're getting a new website, and that's where we had to put it, but it's an event. And we have partnered with global organizations like 10,000 Villages and Kiva and another place called, I think it's called Jatori. I have to get more familiar with them. But you can see on the website, Kelly worked this out, where a portion of the proceeds goes to a cause, which I love, or supports artisans, which are dying. Mm-hmm. The craft is dying, not the people, but the art is dying. And Kiva is for someone that has everything. You can give an investment, you know, in their name. So that's the intentional living part that you're mm-hmm. talking about, by intentional giving, and reduce your stress and then do something that makes a difference with your dollars. And everybody, just to make sure I don't rush through this, you go to goodwillsouthernaz.org. You can find out a lot. They have a great website. Their Facebook is Goodwill Southern AZ, the mm-hmm. same thing. And Twitter is Goodwill Southern
South AZ.
South AZ. And what about Pinterest? Goodwill, do you have Pinterest?
We do have Pinterest. It's Goodwill Southern AZ, I believe. And there you can, you know, find some ideas of what you could do with thrifted items, and even upcycling your own furniture, which is great.
Really great. So
yeah.
DIY for that. And it's really, I don't know, again, it's about intentional giving and giving more by giving less. And it helps the purse, it helps people, and it helps the planet.
Yes.
I mean, it is the triple bottom line. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt in my mind. And with climate change rapidly upon us, it's really great because you have an impact and it matters to me. And you know that. I'm obsessed with that right now too, because we need to all be caring very much about Mother Earth. And when you spend $1 trillion on a lot of stuff that's going to end up in the landfill, you're not really caring a lot about how that's going to go. Coming up shows, great shows. Best of Show with Tucson Medical Center. We thought this was a good one for the holidays. Inspiring Heart to Heart. It was a great show, and I think you'll love it. We're going to put that up. And then Regina Northouse is from the Food Recovery Network. And again, I'm on that national board. She's going to be talking about fight waste, feed people, food waste. Like, we waste so much food in this country. I did an article recently on that, and the statistics are staggering.
Mm-hmm. And then the holidays.
The holidays.
Holiday food.
We will, I'm not kidding, this is a statistic I remember because I just wrote an article, $277 million worth of turkey will get thrown in the landfill.
Oh.
So anyway, Judy Simmons, time always flies when you're here. Mm-hmm. What a great organization. What a great partner. And everybody, make it an intentional holiday for your sake, the sake of the planet, and for those you love. Thanks, everybody.